Good morning. This past week's daf was daf Nadal, the first daf in the seventh perek of Maseches Nedarim. Zog the Mishnah. Let's say the Mishnah on top. Hanoidin Ayerek. Someone answers with a neder, and the lashon that he uses, the term that he uses, is Yerek. He answers Yerek on himself. Zok the Mishnah Mutabid Luim. The Tanakhama holds that Yerek does not include Luim, and therefore it's Mutter. Luim maybe we'll translate as squash, if that helps us. Right? From the Sugya, it seems to be it's a food. It's a food that needs to be cooked in order to eat. It's not eaten raw. Right? For a human consumption. Rabbi Kiva Oysa. Rabbi Kiva says it's also according to Rabbi Kiva, it is Bechlal, the nether of Yerek. So the Tanakam, the Chachomim, or actually it's not the Chachomim, as we see in the Gemara, maybe it's Shmuel ben Gamliel. Omruloi. Tanakhama brings our raya, seemingly from Maisim Beholyer. This is what people do. A person sends someone to get a yerek for him. So the shliach, when he sees that there is no yerek to buy, will ask the mishaleach, tell me, you know, there was no yerek. Would you like some diluin? Lo imatzasi ela diluin. Now, this, the Tanakham is bringing a raya that diluin is not bechlal yerek, from the fact that that he has to ask him about it. If it was bechlal yerek, then he wouldn't have to ask. Omar lohem. So Bekiva answered back, Ken hadover. He answered back to them on the contrary. The raya that you brought is a raya to me. Oishemai Omer hu loimot sosi elo kidnis. Rabbi Kiva says that from this story that we're building from is on the contrary. I mean, why did he pick to ask him duluim? Didn't ask him kidnis. Elash duluim b'chal yerek. Kidnis in b'chal yerek. Zok Rabbi Kiva, on the contrary, that this story indicates that Luim is Bechlal Yerek. So we'll see a little more the Pratim in the Gemara, what exactly is the case of the Machlekes. But I mean, this Mishnah over here is the Mokar, the Yisoid of what we've seen a little bit before, and that's the Sugya over here. That midi the mimel chalei shliach. That's shitas Rabbi Kiva that we paskin like. Midi the mimel chalei shliach minohu. That if it's something that a shliach would inquire about, machmas, because of the shliach, he was sent to do a certain thing, and he would relate something else to that. So that's Shitz Rabbi Kiva is minahu. That it relates to that. It's mina. We'll see exactly. So we're taking out from over here to include it in the Isra, and it'll be Osir. Tanakama holds that midi demim lechalei shliach. On the contrary, is lav minahu. Now that's when that's the Gemara says. I had to understand exactly what this machloek is a little, maybe needs a little explanation over here. See, if this was like a gzeres akosov, you know, so then you know we could learn it up, you know, you type shadazo, you know, but this is gzeres akosov. This is a happening which everyone agrees happens. So let's just find out, you know, what's What is the Shliya thinking? Why are we darshaning a story over here, right? It needs a bissel beer. Anyone have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, but I'd like to hear the run first.
Maybe. But yeah. I'm ready to hear. I'm ready to hear. I don't have anything so definite.
When I read the sigil with Rabbi Davis on Shabbos,
yeah.
So he was talking about Lashon B'nai Adam, and that didn't strike me as the issue here. And to me, I don't think there was any suffix on what the mashmaut of the words are, and right, and everyone agrees that Yerek, you know, that Luim aren't included in Yerek, but they're like a close association to Yerek, and to the extent that when a shliach would mention Yerek, like that would be the suggested, you know, like, so you order something online, it, you know, suggests maybe you'll also be interested in these products. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to see in the Gemara that, right, we're talking about that if you use the Lashon Yerek explicitly, it's, the Gemara says it clearly doesn't include these things.
Mm-hmm.
If he uses, you know, the Gemara goes, if it uses something, you know, one Lashon that's like super close to the Lashon of Yerek, then the Gemara also said that, well, there's something even, there's other things that are closer to the Luyim, right? You know, you have onions and shumim that are even closer, not even one included. But if he seems to be widening his lashon, so then in Hilchos Nedarim, we understand him to be including, something that's also that, even though it doesn't, you know, if you look it up in the dictionary, it wouldn't be considered Yerek, but it's clearly in the, you know, in the vegetable department in the grocery store, and he's using this looser lashon to include
right.
Dilim. That's how I understood the
right. Okay, so that's,
but
that's
not well.
I wasn't really focusing on that right now. What I just wanted to know is that as far as the raya that they're bringing, right, they're deriving their shita from an everyday story. That's what I just wanted to know.
The story, I think everyone agrees with it, is that a person, you know, wouldn't use the direct lesson of Yerek to include Deluyim, but if Deluyim weren't, if Yerakos weren't available, you know, right, you know, there's words that have definite meanings to it.
So I agree with that. My question just was is that if you're deriving from the story, that means that you're just watching, you walk into Kosher Connection, you see someone looking around, you know, and the vegetables, and there's nothing left, they're all, you know, rotten, and he pulls out his cell phone, and he calls, you know, the person, you know, listen, there's no vegetables, would you like Deluyim, right? Now, there's two people standing on the side, and one person says, let me tell you what's happening over here, right? He told them Deluyim, you know why? Because that's really included in Yerek. The other person says, no, that's not why he did that. He did that because, on the contrary, it's not.
My difficulty is,
look, is you're telling me what he's thinking? Why don't you just ask him what he's thinking over here? There's no question. Why should it be a question? You know, if you didn't have that story, you wouldn't say what you want. I mean, if you have, you want to have a story. You want to have a machlekes without the story, you could do that. But what does it mean that you're buying from a story? That's what my difficulty is.
So I don't think there's two separate people. I think everyone would agree.
Okay, right.
That he's saying these aren't vegetables.
Right.
Would you like the Luyim afterwards? I think you're dealing with Hilchos Nedarim. Now you know what a person. I don't think.
So what is the story? What is the point of the story?
He's telling you the metzias of what the words are. The metzias is, on one hand, it's not exactly Yerakos. On the other hand, it's in the Yerakos category, right? So that's, there's no machlokas in the metzias of what usage of the word is. Now you're up to the point where you're calling the Rav and saying that, well, he used a word that has a hazy definition of Yerakos. In other words, it didn't hit Yerakos, you know, bullseye,
and right.
in the outskirts. So now you're up to the point where you're calling the Rav that when we say that the lashon of a neder has to include it. So when he, you know, when he's hitting this, you know, there are certain things kidneyous are not, you know, just out of the ballpark, and cabbage is, you know, right on it. Now here everybody. Now, I don't think that the machlokas and the metzias is our deluyum somewhere in between the two. Right, I think everybody agrees with what the story is. The question is now: you ask a rav. So in Hilchos Nedarim, where you have to use, you know, where you have to enunciate what you're ushering. So is so this
what
hazy
is, what
word?
What is the purpose of the story here? That's what we're trying to understand.
But I don't. Two things. First of all, there wasn't a Maisa Shahoya that happened. The Mishnahs are talking about.
Mm-hmm.
If there was, even if that had been the case, you would ask me, so why not ask the Shtir what he was thinking? I'd say the whole way through the Dome. I would ask the question 10 weeks ago. You asked me, when you said Cholov, did you mean Kumadachov?
That's when a person makes an ed, you can say that. But a person is buying something with someone. I mean, he has to, you know, there has to be a hedge when he's doing, no?
Right.
He said, get me here. This is not here. Okay, fine. So now why did you, I don't know. What do you mean you don't know? I mean, shouldn't there be, you know, some reasoning behind it? I'm saying, if a person makes an edit, I wanted to ask her whatever this lashon includes. I didn't go into problems. So that I understand, that's the whole sugya over here. But is that possible that, you know, a person sent to this and just, you know, just without any thinking,
but
he just...
But it wasn't a Maisa Shehoya. It seems to be agreed upon that a Shliach wouldn't make an assumption he would have to ask. And maybe a Hagufa, because some people might think one way, some people might think the other way.
Okay.
And Machalikas is, perhaps. So, the Maisa, what's the general consensus? You can't ask an individual. What's the general consensus? How do people understand it?
So, I mean, this happens. Let's say that there's no, we don't have a specific story, but this is Ma'asim B'Cholyam. This happened. Now, if what we're saying is some people think this and some people think that, so, you know, this happening doesn't really help us. And as how does this happening? It's like just like an example. You know, this could be that, and I feel that Nidorim, you know, goes with this line of thinking.
So nobody's, like, pardon the pun, it's not apples and oranges, right?
Right.
Right, so everyone agrees that if he's asking the question, it's because it has some shaykhs. Even though that's sad, he's asking because these guys have bring vegetables, there's no vegetables, he's asking my plum. He's not asking, shall I bring you meat? Right?
Right.
Everyone agrees has some shaykhs.
Right. On the other hand, I mean, the Rabbanon are saying, the Talikam is saying, that it's lav mina, right? However they got to there.
So that's machloek. It's not what does the guy think, but how far do we extend the general term that person makes neder with? Do we extend it to something that people would ask about? It doesn't matter whether some people, even the nature of the asking may differ. It could be that it's...
the Tanakhama Shita is... That, I mean, it sounds like it's a little stronger, no? They're bringing a right that it's lav mina, so they're saying that the person would only ask only because they feel that the shlichus, you know, can't be in the sky, so, you know, they're let's try something else, right? Mm-hmm. Something else means, like, you know, a different thing totally, right?
So again, I would say more nuanced is everybody agrees that on something like this you have to ask.
Right.
And the question is, how in Hilchos Nedarim on something that you have to ask?
No, so you're right. In Hilchos Nedarim, I understand that. But what's bothering me is in Hilchos Kosher connection. What does that have to do with us? You know, that story is not helping us. I understand that in Nedarim there's two ways to look at it. I'm just bothered by what does that story help us?
Because it's giving you a lot. It's showing you that this language, in other words, this is an example of a language which which there's not a definite yes or no answer. It's a language.
So in Rabbi Kiva, I could hear that, right? But same. I'm trying to understand the machlokes.
But why can't you hear that in the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama also saying that it's a language which you have to verify. But they're saying that, and therefore, in Hilchos Nedarim, such an enunciation isn't considered a nether. In other words, when you say a nether, it has to be with a clarity that you don't have to ask. And Rabbi Kiva is saying that no, that as long as you hit a category where you have to ask, then it's included in the lashon that you're required to say in the neder.
So that's the point. So then there's no machlekes in what's going on in kosher connection.
Right.
But the Mishnah doesn't seem to say that, right? Or else maybe we could readjust things, right? You know, in kosher connection, everyone should be it should be all the same. That this is something which is not clear. You have to ask, and there is some kind of association, right? Mm-hmm. That no question what's going on there. Now, the question: Hilchas Nedarim, is that enough to get it in? So so when the Rabbanan is saying Lav Mina, I mean it's not really an indication to anything. It's just we hold in Hilchas Nedarim. It's not enough. That's what it means, right?
In that statement, there's it's not Yerek, but it's something that you would ask, right? In other words, that's right. So that's what the William R is. So the Tanakhama focuses on the. It's not Yerek, and therefore they say it's out. You know, when he uses a lashon like that, it's not included in the lashon of the nether. And Rabbi Kiva says that by the very fact that that it's the next line of suggestions, so that it is included what's in the nether, at least a suffix, if it's included, right? Independent, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be asking, we're still in the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, what I'm hearing from over here, which doesn't sit fully well by me, but what I'm hearing over here is that there is no machlekes in what's going on in kosher connection. That's what I'm being told over here. The question that it's definitely clear what's going on over there, which is something that there's some kind of remote, maybe remote is not the right word, but there's some kind of connection between Duluim and Yerek. It's not included in there, but there's an association. Everyone agrees to that. The question is whether that's enough for Hilchas Nedarim. Alright, so this that the Chachomim are saying, the Tanakhama is saying, bringing the kosher connection story, he has to say Dluim. He has to say Dluim, so that shows me that it's not Bechlal Yerek. Okay, maybe that's Takan answer. That's what we were bothered by the other day. Maybe that's good for the answer. Tatoda, what I mean is like this.
Your question is.
Yeah. I'm going to come back again. Come back around. That. In the Seidat Varam, the Mishnah is that the Tanakhama first talks, right? And he brings from this story. Now the Ran says on that what they mean to say is that if it was Bechlal Yerek, then why are you asking, right? Elmai is not Bechlal Yerek. And there Rabbi Kiva says, well, on the other hand, he didn't say Kitnis. So what Rabbi Kiva is saying is, that Kiva didn't make me to say that it's Bechal Yerek. Gemara says right away, if he says Yerek, then no one says that it's awesome. So what is Rabbi Kiva saying, like the other one is saying now? Kiva just means to say that it's associated to Yerek. Right? but definitely not Yerik. So if that's so then we have to come back around. Okay, so now what are the Chacham saying? Right? What was your proof? He should have bought it? I mean, it's definitely not Yerik, so you can't, that's not a taina to say that, well, if, you know, if it was Bechlal Yerik, then he should have bought it. That's not what we're saying over here. No one's saying that's Bechlal Yerik. I'm saying that it's associated to that. But of course, you know, you can't, without discussing it, you can't, no reason to buy it. Right, so now that was a question that was bothering us. That after the Gemara, you know, what taka is Rabbanan's right? This is that the Ran says that he should have bought. Why'd you bother asking? That's not a question. So what I'm thinking right now is that from what I'm hearing from the Olam is like this: is that the Chachamim, the Tanakhama starts off by saying that. It's not mina. Otherwise, you should have bought it. And that Rabbi Kiva says that in the Chame, I don't mean to say it's mina. Right? I mean to say it's associated. But then everyone agrees to that point. And the machlekes is like I'm saying now that granted that it's associated, but is that enough for nedarim? So that's why at the end of the day, there is no machlekes in translating what's happening in the store. It's definitely not mean. Right, that's true. The Chacham Ki, like their original ride just was that it's not mina. Right, but the truth is that there's no machlokes about that. Right, Rekiva never meant to say that it's mina. Rekiva meant to say that even though it's not mina, but still the association is enough to ask for in the dorm. What did Rabbanan hold? Rabbanan hold that association is not enough. Right, so you know, I was assuming that there's machlokes in translating, you know, what's going on over there. That was bothering me. And what I'm really hearing from everyone over here is that there is no machlokes. The translation going on is all the same. It's a question of gabin nedarim whether that's sufficient. But what was bothering me was it. But it does. It seems like that's some kind of conversation about what this person is doing. So what I just did now was but show that even though there's a conversation, but they're not really arguing. Because the Tanakhama, right away, he starts off, he's really not talking, countering Rabbi Kiva. He's starting off by saying, it's not Mina, right? So that Rabbi Kiva says, granted it's not Mina, but it relates close enough. Right? And therefore I hold that's also. So if you ask the Chacham, nu, what do you say now? They'll say that, well, you know, even though it's close, but it's not enough to ask him. That's all.
Now, are we talking here where he was noted from Yerik or Yerik and Mitbashel v'Kedera?
Yerik.
Okay, fine. I mean, at the end of the day, Rabbi Akiva is going to be masking to that then. Like, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. Noted. I thought I meant something else. It's not from one time. Come back. What was he noted from? He was noted from Mitbashel v'Yerik.
Oh, fine.
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So, right. And Rabbi Akiva says it's close enough, and the Chum say it's not close enough.
Right.
Fine. Because he has to ask.
I mean, at the end of the day, that's machlokes, but there's something behind that, right? What's behind that, we're saying is that what kind of association do you need in the Dorim in order that it should be included in something?
When there's extra words?
We'll see. I mean, not limited to that, but that's one of the scenarios that machlokes is, right? As we see in Hemshcha Gemara. Okay, fine. Okay, so let's fill in right now. We'll make a mention of the Sefer of the Mishnah, right? The Sefer of the Mishnah talks about the din of Pula Mitzri, right? It looks like it. Let's see. I mean, what is the halacha of Pula Mitzri? Zok the Mishnah. V'osur b'pul ha-mitzri lach u'mutur b'yavish. Now, over here, there's a few things that we have to clarify. What's the case over here? What did he say? See, in the Gemara, we know there's a shakot haya b'negeh to the reisha of the Mishnah concerning duluin. Mm-hmm. Right? Right? And the Gemara tells us that definitely if he said yerek, then there is no machoikis. Right, so the Gemara comes out. He said, "Yeah, it's bashal b'kedera." Right, that's what he ended up saying. But concerning this last piece of the Mishnah, pull Right? What is this? It would seem like, well, let's see over here. And the Ran tells us that if someone makes this neder, so there's a difference whether the pull out mitzri, if this helps us, you know, to translate it as Egyptian being, you know, basically whether we're clear on that, but there's a lach and a yovish. Lach, I would assume, refers to in the fresh state. That's what lach means, you know, and yovish means after it loses its moisture, it's not fresh, and it's dried out. Now that the Mishnah is machalik, that he's also in lach and he's mutan yovish. The Ran says, and the Mishnah, the Ran says, Ospamati lach, to chol shulach yerek havi. To chol shulach yerek havi. Right? So it sounds like from the Ran, as concerning our first shaila, is that the Loshna Niyasa was yerek. That means that this sefer of the Mishnah is not really the same thing as the Reish, right? Which comes out, right, you know, a little right, you know, the reading of the Mishnah sounds like it's the same case, and you know, Dulunas Machlekes and the din of Pula Mitzvi, you know, is agreed upon, but you know, that you have this difference. Cool. But according to what we're saying right now, is that it's really a different case. You know, the exact case. He said Yerek, and this is a Machlekes, there's a difference whether it's B'chal Yerek. Now, okay, that's point number one. If someone has a different understanding on that, you could let us know. But Akoponim, but that's what it seemed like to me, that, we'll see better, there's another round that we have to see, but just at this point, just to raise the points, now the Ran says the chol shehu lach yerekave, which is a little hard to understand. I mean, what does that mean? It would sound like he's saying that anything which is fresh is a yerek. I mean, since when is that the loon's also fresh, probably, right? And the loon, the Moritz has this posture that it's not yerek, right? We'll see in a minute in the Ran, right? Right, there's not a Ran. The next Ran, we'll talk about this. I mean, just one point. At this point, right, it will be a little difficult to understand why being fresh makes something into. Yeah, I mean, we understand that, you know, everything initially is fresh, but there's different categories. You know, you have fruit, vegetables, and you know, whatever. Why the fact that it's lach makes it into. And now when it's Yovish, what happens? So it sounds like...
So if you learn like the Istam Farshi and the Ran, that Min Yerek Nada, the Stam Yerek Nechel Kamoshu Chai, maybe the Lach is eaten raw, and maybe the dry is not eaten raw.
So the main point is really left out here? Is that what we're suggesting?
Okay, I wouldn't even go back on the first thing that
okay,
Ron said.
Okay, yeah.
That the Lashon is different.
Yeah.
It seems to me, we have by Pesach, we have the Yasser Kitnius, right? Because Kitnius are types of things, like beans, let's say, that are dried and ground up and used to make, something similar to bread.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But then you have other beans, like, you know, string beans that you eat as a vegetable. Right, so to me, that's what the chiluk of a dry pool mitzri. Again, I don't know what a pool mitzri is, right? But I'm guessing that when it's in its dried state, you would grind it up. You know, it's the thing that I think of.
So good. So the Ran really says what you're saying in the Gemara. The next Ran, right, is says such a thing. So what I just meant to point out over here was that without. Without just taking the Ran in the Mishnah at face value, right? You know that the way he says it is a little hard to hear. And what you're saying, I believe, is you're adjusting things, and you're saying. Now I would have before the Ran, I would have looked at the Mishnah. I would have said like this: the Mishnah says there's a difference whether it's lach or yovish. Right, so what we would in the mechanics, what we would clarify was is that, well, what makes it and what breaks it. In other words, intrinsically, what is it? Right? Is it intrinsically a yerek? And that when it's yavish, it takes off the shem yerek? Is that what it is? Or it's intrinsically not a yerek, but if it's lach, it gives it a shem yerek. Right? Those are like the two, right? Okay. Maybe have a third explanation on this, right? Now, to me, it seemed like, and we'll see in a minute, right? That the Ran was saying that the fact that it's lach gives it a shem yerek. Right? That was
the Sifta has an explanation.
Okay, fine. Let's hear.
He says when it's lach, the olam shelo adai nechon kmo b'yerek. The leaves are eaten like yerek, l'chein nekva yerek. But yavesh shemizman shapum is yavesh ein nachmanu rak hazera. After it dries up, you only eat the seed that's inside of it. You no longer eat the leaves anymore once it's dried up. And therefore the whole thing is not called a yarek anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see the Ran on the Gemara and we'll see whether that could be what this means. The first Ran on the Gemara asks a question on the Mishnah, right? It would seem like the Machlokes is by the Luin, and Rabbi Kiva is saying that the Luin is Bechlal Yerek, right? On that fretting Mora, but it's not true. V'homin Yerek Nodar, which the Rishonim explained that Mora means to ask, is that, you know, even with Kiva Shita of Dover the Mimlach, but it's still not going to help you get that into Yerek. So, of course, if it's not a Yerek, that's the Mora's Kasha. It's posher to the Gemara that the loom is not a yerek. Now the Ran speaks like this: Zok the Ran, v'homin yerek nodar, labi akiva porich. Hechi yosa bedlun, d'homin yerek nodar, dlun lav yerek ninu el peri. Right, that's the Mora's question. Right, the Mora is very, very strong about this. Mora is not accepting that the mimla chalei, you know, could do that for us. So if kol soif. He said Yerek, and there's no way to get Dilun into Yerek, even if it's Mimlechalei. Now the Ran speaks like this. The Bishlom of Pul HaMitzri, he talks about this Ach over right now. He wants to know why the Gemara is not bothered by Pul HaMitzri. The Bishlom of Pul HaMitzri, Ikala Meimar, we could say, the Kivin Shoesem Imenu Dogon, Kishuhu Yavesh. Now this is the point in the Shlom that you're saying, right? That kivun shoshim men a dog on kishuhu yavish umkami hachi loy. Well, yeah, I guess maybe that's you translate this point. Dogon, right? Grain, which I guess you know could translate to mean that you know you make it into some kind of flour.
No, I don't know. No, piles. What?
I know, right. Dogon means piles. I know, right? That's
Gorin.
Yeah.
They
change
the gifts of the
Goran. Well, right. That's usually what it is. So now I was trying to bring it close to what Shlomo is saying, but if we're going to be you know strong about Dogon, then there's no remiss to what Shlomo is saying.
So what's Dogon?
Dogon means you make it into piles.
Piles.
Yeah, piles.
Right. It's a stage of I mean that
you store it in piles in the storehouse.
I have the wrong translation, but that's just like
because we call Hamisha Mine Dogon, we associate it with things that are used made into flour. But the translation of Dogon is really doesn't mean that. These are the things that the derech is to pile. Right, that's what the word Dogon really the literal translation of Dogon, I believe, is. Right, that's what Michael is saying.
Okay.
So
I mean, just when something's mechuyev in truma, it says misha midgun.
Okay.
They pile it up. Okay. Sorry.
Okay.
But we can still work because we have to understand what this means. What is he saying over here? When it's dry, you pile it up. Therefore. Right, what does that mean? So regardless, right, it's something which is taking it away from the Yerek description. Right, that's That's what he seems to be saying. B'shem plamistri, iklimet kivon sh'oisim menu dogun k'shu yovish, umgam hechi lo'i, adi yishak de yerekav, v'loi peri. Now, the truth is that even where the Ran is saying it bothers me a little bit, I would have hoped that he would have said that once you start making it dogon, so that makes it peri and not yerek. Right, yeah. Like the way the Ran says it is that by plamitri, since when it gets dry, you make dogon from it, and before that not. So ad hahishaita yerek haviv leperi. That would sound like to saying that as if like the dogon is what gives it the Shem Peri, and therefore before that point, it's Yerek, which again is, I mean, what are the conditions of Yerek, right? No, not Dogon makes Yerek, right? And as I would have been happy if he would have said the other way, right? That it's intrinsically a Yerek, but once you start doing the Dogon process. And you're dealing with it as something else. Then at this point, you know, it changes category and becomes peri. But he never told us why it's yerek. Before this stage, it's yerek. I mean, let it be yerek because it's yerek, right? And there's the dogon. The dogon shouldn't be causing something to be yerek. It might be causing it to be not yerek. You see that with the way he says it over there. Akoponim. So exactly the way the Ran speaks it out, you know, it's not as exactly as I would have hoped to be. But he makes a point that the point between lach and yavish is this dogon oisimimenu dogon, and dogon would seem to be that it relates to a different type of entity. When it's lach, you don't make into dogon. When it's lach, you know, I guess maybe you pick it individually, which is like maybe how more like vegetables are done. Once it dries out, then the process that the way they harvest it is in a way of dogon. So therefore, it's related to we relate to it differently. That's what I see in this Ran. What the point of dogon is? Is it just the piling, or is the fact that how we eat it and what is done to it? Right, that might be another way of understanding what it is.
Like the eating of farsha. Or not?
But Rabbi Yoel was saying, I don't see that so good in the Ran, right? You see how dogon relates to the difference that he's saying.
What was the difference?
Right? He was saying a difference that what is eaten,
right.
If the leaves, right. The outer part is eaten, or just the seeds.
Like string beans would be a good example of that, right? String beans. There's the bean inside, the little bean, but it's surrounded by something, and you're really eating what's surrounding the bean.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think is the metzius. I don't know what they mean, but I don't think it's leaves mamish. I don't think it's a different thing, not where the bean is.
Okay.
I think it's the thing, the mm-hmm. pod holding the beans,
right, okay.
Is what we're talking about.
Right.
By pull a mitzvah. Sure, but
just because when they said leaves, I don't know what they meant. If there's a different part of the plant that they eat the leaves, if that's what they mean, I'm not so sure. I think it's more mistaver to say that they would eat the pods,
uh-huh,
and that's what's called a yerek.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. But you're saying that it doesn't.
The Ran doesn't sound like that. That's the Ran saying. That would be a nice explanation,
right?
Right? But
I don't know if we have the Miri here, but the art scroll translates to Miri, right? The Miri explains that these beans are moist and resemble small, thin beans that are eaten while they are still green. When they are allowed to ripen, they develop into something that resembles an ear of grain. So there he's using mamish grain, not like not piles, but
an ear of
ear of grain.
When is that they resemble an ear of grain?
When they dry.
Okay,
when it dries out.
Oh, I thought there was something about ripening.
Yeah,
when they ripen.
Yeah, I think you're right. When they're allowed to ripen, you're right, that's what he says. When they ripen, they develop into something that resembles, yeah, you're right, he uses the word ripen. And
before they ripen, they don't.
But again, Amari uses yavish.
But it sounds from that, it sounds like it's that they pick it at different times, and depending on when they pick it, it's going to change its purpose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
That's a very different shot.
Yes, so it sounds like translating Yovish doesn't necessarily mean, past, waiting too long. It's a stage. But how do they translate the Ran? I wonder how they translate the Ran with this Dogon. Once we're here ready, let's see what the consensus in the art school based Medrash was.
Karen explains that this includes even those beans that were moist at the time of the net. Okay, that's a different
point,
thing.
Point. Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure he has it someplace, but I'm not finding it right away. For as long as beans are moist, they're considered greens. And that's run. And then he quotes Miri. So he just says, for as long as the beans are moist, they're considered greens.
So that's translating the Ran in the Mishnah. Maybe scroll into the Gemara. Do they speak out the Ran in the Gemara, which the Gemara asks on the Luin, and the Gemara is okay with Pul HaMitzri, and that's where the Ran is a little more Mayrich in how Pul works.
Hence, while the law of Egyptian beans perforce varies, the laws of gorge should be consistent.
Okay, that sounds like that. That's what we want. What happened before that?
Okay, that is gorge inherently qualify as fruit because of their characteristics, and therefore should not be prohibited by a vow. They differ from the case of Egyptian beans, which achieve fruit status only when they are dried out. And until they reach that stage, i.e. when they are still moist, they are greens. See note 7, right, which is what I read before. Hence, while the law of Egyptian beans perforce varies, the laws for gorge should be consistently lenient.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right.
Look, it didn't help us.
Doesn't
help us. Right. I mean, what we're trying to do was, what's the nakuda that when it's dried, now it's called a pre, right? That's really what's bothering us, as opposed to, why did drying it, according to the Itlam Barshe, it works well. According to the other thing that they're two different minim, how does it change, right? That's what's bothering us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Fine. Okay, it's about a component, but there's a Ran over here, right, which in the Gemara, which gives a little further explanation to the din of Pul HaMitzri. Okay, so now let's get back into the Gemara concerning the Luin. My colleagues, by Luin, I have the Mishnah. The Gemara asks right away, we saw V'ham and Yerik Nod, that means that it's posher to the Gemara that even though Rabbi Kiva Shita is that midi the Mimim Lechale is Mino, but it's not going to help us to ascertain Deluin when the lotion that he used was Yerik. Therefore, Zatim Amar Ula, but Emir Yaki Kedere Olai. Now let's see the Ran. The Ran says like this, right? How does this help us over here? I mean, it's not Yerik, Right? What does the Yaki Kederi do? Zokteran, Omar Ula by Miyaki Kederi Lai, Vikivan the Miyati Lishnei. This is the point. That he used an extra term, didn't just say Yerek, but he said Yaki Kederi, Lemichlal the Luin also. His intention was to include Luin, Kivan the Mimlach Shlicha Alayu. Since it's the kind of thing which is Mimcha Shlicha Alayu, right, that's what Kiva Shita, that if something which would be Mimlech Shlicha, like we're saying, it relates to the original thing. So if the nether was the Lashon of the nether was a Lashon which is more inclusive, it'll include that thing which is the step away, which is the Luin. Now it still has to translate, the Luin, like, right? So Avada the Pshat is at this point that Kedera is the word which relates to Luin. Luin is something which is cooked in a pot, right? So even though he used the word Yarke Yerek. But once he talks about Yake Kedera, he's talking more things at this point that's how it's going to include the Luin.
Is he only ushering things that are cooked in a pot and not ushering regular Yerukas that are never cooked in a pot? Because he said Yake Kedera. He's only ushering Yake Kedera. By adding the word Kedera, maybe he's not ushering things that are never cooked in a pot.
Lettuce is mutter now.
That's what it seems
although,
like.
Although I think they might, yeah, I mean, it could be, it's not so mashma that way, but I hear what you're saying, not mashma in the Ron, so
oh,
maybe.
Definitely not mashma in the Ron. Yeah, way.
So maybe just to shim, maybe they also cooked lettuces and stuff, and my experience with those types of families, and they do cook that kind of stuff.
But just
those
to.
Like Eidos and Mizrach. I used to eat by Eidos and Mizrach a lot, you know, Iraqi families, Iranian families, you know, Egyptian, you know, all these things. They cook these things. They cook all these things and they make like these green stuff out of it. You know, and it's good. And it's delicious. I'm just saying. Yeah.
Spicy.
But just to go back on what we were discussing earlier is when we talk about Pula Mitzri, is that talking about the same lashon of nether, right? So we said that when it's green, right? We say that it was eaten raw, right? Right. So if we're talking about now that this is specifically cooked food, so it seems like the second case is talking about a different type of nether, then, right? Not the same lashon.
It could be that these green beans, that even when they were raw, you cook them also, like string beans. You can eat string beans raw, you can eat string beans cooked.
Mm-hmm. See, but I would think regardless, because isn't that the mashmois of the Gemara? I mean, so the Gemara is starting off right away thinking that he said Yerek. That Gemara says, well, I understand the safe of the Mishnah, that's good, right? So whatever the Gemara is going to continue on is not necessary. Definitely, is not necessary for Pul HaMitzri. Maybe we want to know whether it's true in Pul HaMitzri. But I don't think, okay, this doesn't have to do with Pul HaMitzri specifically. I guess it's a general shayla. We're saying that Pul HaMitzri is yerek while it's moist, like all other yerokers. And we're claiming right now that if you said the Kedera, does that include other Yerokas? Right? So Pul HaMitzri is important. So Pul HaMitzri, and as far as what we discussed before, that the din of Pul HaMitzri does not need the Kimta. Right? That I think is definitely true. That's how the Ron is explained. We didn't have the kasha on Pul HaMitzri. So Pul HaMitzri could stay as is, right? We want to know maybe now, but does it have to stay as is? That's what we want to know.
But again, you're suggesting that raw food
that's never cooked in a kedera. food that's never cooked in a kedera
should not be part of this neder, because
right.
he said Yarkia Kedera.
So I think we'll see a little clear. I think the Ran speaks that a little bit later in Maskenas HaGemara. What I'm really saying right now, and we'll see if you agree with that, is, I mean, the Gemara is really translating the word Yake Kedera the same way the Gemara is translating the Maskana of Yerikam's Bashal Bakteria. Right? Because that is the description of the Lumen. Right? Something which needs to be cooked. The Gemara is going to ask, well, this term, that shouldn't be the initial translation of these words. I believe. That's how I understood the Shabbat HaLimah.
It doesn't sound like that's what the Ran is saying, though.
The
Ran doesn't say it includes it because you cook a Deluyim and a Kedera needs to be cooked, and that's why Yarkei Kedera adds it. He seems to be saying it's just from Yitur Alushan. I don't know why he doesn't want to say that way, but that's the way he speaks it out, though, right?
Definitely. At least we've shown the first time.
Kevin de Miyasher Lishne, Lemichlal Dluyim Ate, Kevin de Mimloch Shlicha Laihu.
Okay, I hear that.
One thing is clear from the Gemara's parents that if he just said Yerek, Diluyim are not included according to everyone.
Right.
Correct?
Right, that's where we are at this point. I question, how do the Chachamim hold when he says Yarke Kedera, L'chora, they're now holding at this point in the Gemara, that does not include Deluyim.
Right.
So, and so what do they hold? That this extra Lashon is, it's Lav Davka, it doesn't mean anything? He's Noder Miyarke Kedera, and Deluyim or Mutter. So the fact that you would be Mimluch on Deluyim, it's still not in, this extra lushan is like a nothing. It's not where it's not enough.
They hold that the Lumen is not a yarek.
Ah.
And since it's not a yarek, it can't be included in the words yarek.
Okay, so yarek kedera comes to include something else, like
butzel. What do they hold of onions? What do they hold of onions?
They have to ask Rabbi Weinstein.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a second. But we said before, I mean, the fact that it's not a yarek is not sufficient, because everyone holds it's not Yerek, right? That's the Mor had said, right? The Shaila over here is it associated to Yerek enough that when I use a term Yerek with a broader meaning, it could include that. So the Rabbanan Shita seems to be is that if you use the term Yerek, then even if you're making it broader, but that can't include Duluin. Duluin is something which is not close enough to relate to the term Yerek. So you ruined your by using the word Yerek, even with the extension, we can't get into it. What does it mean? Okay, but it doesn't mean Duluin.
Right.
You know, it could be that, you know, that he had in mind. Maybe even theoretically, he had in mind to include Duluin. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but the expression that he used is not going to answer Duluin. Right? It doesn't help us.
I feel very lost in this whole sugya. Tour this week. But is everyone agreeing that Ula is, at the same time that he's saying his Lashon is inclusive, it's also exclusive? So it's excluding regular Yerek, and it's only...
So that's what they just wanted to know before, right? Whether is it exclusive, right, or inclusive. Right, that's what was just discussed before. So you're on target. Right, that's what the Eilim was discussing before.
But we didn't come to a Maskana.
Yeah. But maybe in later in the Ran it'll be much
right. I want to see right. I want to see a little bit in the Ran. Okay, so I just want to point out that Michael is right. The Diyakar in the Ran is not Mayrich over here. I was trying to make things a little bit lighter, but. I have to admit that the Ran doesn't say that. So at this point, right? At least let's just raise the point, and then you can decide how you want to learn. At this point in the Gemara, the Gemara says that he used a Yitur Haloshen, and because of the Yitur Haloshen, that's why Deluin is included. Now, Now, what I was trying to accomplish was that is there any some kind of mashmois in the words that he used, which would relate to the Luin or not? It just, you know, there's a Yita Yoshin, he means more. Shain, at this point, you know, we're thinking that, you know, the closest thing is Luin and Shain, that, you know, that's why it means the Luin. But
the Ran makes it sound like because you have Yita Yoshin, we look at things that you'd be mamluch about. Because you have a something extra words, it's being mamluch something extra.
Mm-hmm.
You look for what is the thing that the Shpich would ask about.
Right. So that's much what I'm saying. So the fact that you go to Kedera is not something that relates, according to this, what we're saying right now, just to point out very clearly what we mean. Kedera is not something which relates to the loom. That's not the point. The point is that he said, you know, if he could have said something else also, Yaki something, right? But the fact that he merely said that just gets us thinking that he means something else. He wants to have an extended Yerek, and according to Rabbi Kiva, that midim the mamlech alei, right? That kind of thing is relates, and in Hilchus Nedarim, you know, it could get in there. If you use a term that the term itself is inclusive, so fine. That's, you know, that gets in. That's included. That's all. Just the mere fact that he used the term, and in the term it says, you know, I want next step. Exactly, right?
That's what the Ram for sure is Marshall. I wouldn't be surprised if a different mission says differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that what you just said is the Ram.
Right. By the way, that could point to also a resolution of this other question. Because he's not learning from the word Kedera itself. He's learning that it's just a Yitr Lushan. So right. It's not exclusive. It's only coming to be Miyasser.
Very good. I like that. Right.
I think that's true what you're saying, but it's hard that the word gives a different connotation.
We're all on the same page. We agree that maybe somebody else could learn differently.
Yeah.
we have an Islay an East Mefarshi.
Yeah.
Right. So, which seems to bring in cooking and non-cooking, could that be tied into this? Is that if you're saying that the difference between Yerakos and Deluyim are if it's cooked or not, so then a Maisa Kedera would then extend to something that was cooked. And it could be that when the Ron later says that the extended lashon, he's going according to his Ikir Pshat and not the East Mefarshi.
Mm-hmm, right, and the East Mefarshi definitely is talking that Kedera has a real difference over here. It's not just a mere Yitr lashon. Mm-hmm, right. I was trying to understand that in the Ron, but the Olam is telling me that, you know, at this point the Ron doesn't say that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're saying, according to the Isma Farshi, if it just said the word Yarek, it would just be things that you eat raw, because you have the word Kedera, it's the things that you eat raw, because it's the word Yarek, and also things that are cooked, that are close to Kedera somehow. Some that go close to Yarek that are cooked also.
Right. The Ran... the Ran clearly says it means both. You could have maybe thought without that maybe it only means that. That's really what Adam was discussing before, mm-hmm. Right? So you see from the Ran that even if their Kedera means something specific, but it doesn't mean to exclude; it means to include. That's what this Ran is saying. So that might be an answer to what we wanted to know before.
The Rush says like the Istam Afarshi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So let's just get the Shaktar more over here in the Ran. Frektik Morakash V'Dilma Yerek Nechal B'Kedera Ka'omer Zolt Gemara. That how do we know, or how do we have the right to include the Luin, because it's a Midi de Mimlach, Dilma Yerek Hanecha B'Kedera Ka'omer. Now let's just see what that means. Zotanan, the kibin did luin less nuhu bechlal yerek, less loch l'rabu yinhu mitur delishno. Really, since we're saying that luin is not included in the word yerek itself, so we don't have the right or the basis to include it because of the yitur haloshin. Elo my delekalis fuke. We could only include in something which is, there's no doubt whether that's included. Kigoin shumim ubitzolim haboim lahatim estakderim. Okay, so now let's just get our background over here. Shumim and bitzolim, right? These things, if one would use the word yerek itself, right, would he answer these things?
No.
Okay. No. Okay. Fine. Okay.
Definitely not.
Right.
And fine. Especially the arshul says yerek means green.
Okay. Then, well, these aren't greens. Greens. These aren't greens.
No, I never seen. I don't think these things normally are green.
Oh, I mean color. In color, you're saying.
In color.
In color. Okay. Yerek is green.
Carrot. Yerek is a green color. That's in Hebrew language. Yerek means green.
I mean, yeah, but it really—that's the.
We use horseradish on Pesach night. It's not green. We say yerakos.
What do we say yerakos?
In Mashem.
Shai yerakos. I was more.
I don't know. That's the fifth question.
That's the fifth question.
Yeah. Okay. And I never thought of that yerakos are green. You never had that categorization.
It's been in my head.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure how to come out on it.
Okay, so you have to check to see whether that is always gehalt and whether that fits into the.
When there's pops in there,
possibly, but the onion is more of a pre for sure. It looks like
Well, what does pre mean to you?
It's a zach. It's something you can take a bite out of. It's like an apple. It's a full. It's a big thing. It's not like a leaf. It's not like a leaf, right? And lettuce is not a pre. Lettuce is fukei. Oh.
What is a cucumber? What is a cucumber? What's a tomato?
Tomato is clearly like a diluvium.
Right. For sure.
Maybe you could say, maybe if you could differentiate this way, a pre is something that if you plant it, it'll grow more. A leaf, you plant it, it's not going to grow anything. But b'tzalim, you put put an onion in the ground, it grows more onions. You put.
Because
that has seeds in it. Well, I don't know if it. Let's just say, whatever. Whatever. We agree that if you put an onion in the ground, it'll grow more onions. That for whatever
if
reason.
If you put diluvium in the ground, it's going to grow more.
Because there are seeds. There, I'm asking. Because there are seeds. It'll decay, and then the seeds will grow.
This
right.
Is always used as a term of something which is produced by something else. It's an outcome, something. Like the word profits, we use the payers, right?
So what is that? What is that? How does that make this difference? What are?
We say pre Adam. We say pre Eitz.
Right.
There could be a pre.
It came from something. Parin v'ravin, pru v'ru, to multiply. I don't know how that helps to say it, but the etymology of the word.
So, I mean, it does sound like you're right that there's a pre-adoma, which is not yerek, which is not yerek. In Hilchos Brachos, right, Shitas Rabbi Yehuda is mechalek, right?
You make a separate bracha on other things, which I don't know what the bracha is. We don't do that.
Deshoyim.
I don't ever heard anybody do that.
Well, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, But that indicates that there is a more specific category. I'm not even sure if that's Yerek, what he's talking about over there. Maybe it is, but there's like pre-Hadamas that can include everything. The loon is definitely pre-Hadama, right? But it's not this other category called Yerek.
I know when I started learning this, I wanted to be makalek between. Like an onion or a potato that's a root, as compared to diluvium, which grow above the ground as like a fruit. But then when we had the shumim in the what's his name, so those are roots, And we see clearly that those aren't considered yirakos. Mm-hmm. So it seems like I mean, I understand the way you said it, that it becomes like a ball, so then it's a fruit, it's a leaf.
You're saying the shum is clearly not a yirakos, you said, or clearly is a yirakos?
It's not.
Right?
It's because not yirakos because that you have this. Even though it's not a real
yirakos. Right. Okay. When I initially learned it, I didn't think that, but then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's hear now. So now if where we're starting is that Shuman and Mitzolim are not yirakos, and the Gemara is saying that if you use the Yitra Haloshen by saying Yarkei Kedera, that relates more to Shuman and Mitzolim. What's their role? Duran seems to say it's because of the role now already, right?
How do you have the words Nachal B'Kedera?
You're after the
Vilma HaNachal Yerek HaNachal B'Kedera.
You're doing things. I think that we need to say the next line in the Ran, right? Shuman and Mitzolim Haboim Lahatim Esakdeira. Right, that's the Ran says, right? Shuman and Mitzolim are something which are used to give taste to something that's cooked, right? So the kedera over here, right, really refers to some other dish, right? The chayista, you know, the what you're making, and they're put into the kedera to give taste. So yerek hanechal dikdera, according to this, means a yerek which is eaten. Which is given to give taste to a kedera, right? Translated so good.
So then it would not include regular yirakos.
So I think that would be the same question as before, right? Whether this is inclusive or exclusive. But I just want to just have before that is like this. So now, is there any? And at this point, it would seem like it's a machloikis, right? Because that's what the Gemara is
called. Would you be mamlech if you send a shliach to buy yirakos and he'd come back and say, "I can't find any yirakos, but I found some onions or shum. Would you like me to buy that instead?" Would he do that? Is that what we're saying?
One second, let me just see. Chashmi Gemara, Frekti Gemara, Akasha. It doesn't mean the woman. It means this. It means this. So this can't be the lashon that Rabbi Kiva will say the woman. Oh, I'm sorry, I said wrong. So there's no machlekes, right? There's no machlekes. The Gemara is saying that even according to Rabbi Kiva, it's not going to mean this. Now, is that because of midi de mamlech? Doesn't sound like it.
It's much better that you wouldn't, right? I mean, if the main purpose of onions is to give flavor to the vegetables, right? So then if a person asks for vegetables, he says, "Should I bring back the onions?" He'd say, "What do I need onions for if I don't have vegetables?" Right?
I hear, but the fact that they argue on deluyim means that they must be moda on something that's more likely to be included, no?
You think in the case of this onion and shum, everyone agrees?
Well, let's just go back to how the Gemara comes out. The Gemara comes out that he was noder from, you know, Yerek amid Basha v'kedera. So on that, I would say that the Chachamim are going to be moda on shum and betzalim, because they're only arguing on deluyim. Now you can ask, why? What would happen? Would he be mimlach? You can ask. That's a good question. It seems like maybe he wouldn't be mimlach, because they're arguing on deluyim. Or maybe he would be mimlach, but nevertheless, the chachamim view that the way that Rabbi Akiva views deluyim on the mimlach. I'm not sure.
In other words, he wouldn't be mimlach, right? Because again, you wouldn't buy it, like I said before. On the other hand, I think the chachamim would agree that if you're using a broader lashon, and these everybody agrees relates to vegetables because you're using it to spice the vegetables, right?
Maybe you're using it to spice the meat. Maybe you're using it to spice your your chicken. How do you know you use
his point is that he sent him to get the type of food that you eat. So to say to ask maybe you want some spices, it's definitely not doesn't relate to what he's saying.
So you say he won't be mamluch.
That's probably true, and this is not dependent on mamluch, and therefore it shouldn't be tolling the machlokes.
And therefore, everyone agrees if you say this lashon, it includes onions and garlic, and those two are usher. Everyone agrees to that.
Really? When we say he wouldn't be mamluch, it's because he would buy it. That's what we mean to say?
No. As far as the mimlach,
why would it be usher?
Because this lashon itself refers to it.
Not just the vegetables itself.
I don't need the mimlach to get this into that.
So you're saying it wouldn't be mimlach because he would buy it?
He would buy it.
You're saying it does include it, so then
he lashon. He added words to his lashon, and he said Yarke Kedera Alai. And because he said Yisur the lashon includes something that's not a real Yarek, and he wouldn't even be mamluch on it, but still it's included because
be mamluch, then it's worse than
Dulu. No, what he's saying is that there are two ways of associating something which is not a strict yerek to Yerokas. One way is through a mamluch, right, which would be a deluin. Right. And there's another way, without the mamluch, not depending on the mamluch. The fact that the words that are used points directly to this thing. So then I don't need a mamluch for that. So over here we seem to be going with that the words that you're using, kedera, points directly. The yake kedera refer to something which gives taste. Right? So there's a direct, you're directly referring to that, so I don't have to come on to the mamluch. It's not because of the mamluch.
And everyone would agree that it's included.
Right.
But everyone would agree that if you just said yarek, it would not include onions.
Right. Yake kederu lahate mesakderu mashma. Right? That's the Ran saying. Yake kederu, those words are mashma. Those words talk, direct us to flavor things. I don't call vegetables. To flavor items. Right, so that would relate to the ear.
So this way, so the way we're understanding right now is that the havamin in ula was that it was just a yitur lashon, and that would point to deluyim.
Only because of mamluch, right?
Right.
Mamluch basically means like second in line, right? That's that kind of thing.
And now we're saying no, because we're really more medayik in the lashon of kedera. And therefore, it wouldn't point to something to the deluyim. It would point to things you cook in a kedera.
Gives taste to the food in the kedera.
Yeah, that's what you mean, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about salt? Salt gives taste to the food in the kedera.
Too far removed from that.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, let's see. Zok the Gemara. So the Gemara comes out, and the next step of the Gemara is, "But Emir Yerakam is bashed with Erolai." So the Machlokes in the Mishnah, we are Rabbi Kiva, could possibly say that you're including Duluin is when he says when he the Loshna he used was Yerakam is bashed b'kederim. And that thing Gemara says, "Makam Eflegid Rabbanan Savri Kol Milsa Litzorach Shlicha LeImluchei Alo Lav Minahu." Rabbi Kiva Savar Kol Milsa the Mimluch Shlicha Alo. Is Mino. Two aspects of this. Mitzad echad, tzorach lemimlach, leidach gisa, the mere fact that he is mimlach. So this category of such a thing, that's how we're understanding right now, this category is machlekes, whether the fact that it associates is enough that it should be included when you use a lashon that would extend yerek. Now let's see over here. The lashon that we're using right now is yerek hamispash bakteira. Maybe the brand's gears is a little bit different. Fine, hamavushu bakteira.
No, they have a.
Oh, they change it.
They say b'ksav. It's sarach lomar hamispashu b'ksav yad.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Zok teran, let's see teran. Zok teran, b'imer yerek mispashu bakteira olai v'chol kehay gavnu sfir le'Rabbi Akiva. The kibun that lu and mimlech shlich alayhu osa osur bohen. The yerek hamisbash bekdeira, this that it could answer is only because it's mimlech alay. For rabban and savri, the kibun that soruch mimlech alayhu lav minehu. So what he said over here. So the truth is that at this point, Taka, the Ran also didn't really mention any more of what the Mashmois is, right?
It's a Yeshua, probably.
Yeah, and I'm just once we brought up before, right? You know, he just doesn't really say any more at this point, and so if we will be medayik that it's just the Yitura, that's what it is. It's the Yitura, and that's the machleik is whether something which is mamlech but needs to be mamlech, that kind of thing, is that close enough that it should be nesar with a term yerek.
For some reason, this lashon is not referring to onions and garlic.
I'm not sure, and we'll see what the Ran says.
One second, just hear something for a minute, Taki. Yeah, I mean, this could be like we were saying before, that Be'etzem, those things are not midi de mamlech, right? So, you know, as far as, you know, that musug of close enough, next on the line, they're definitely not next on the line. The Gemara before was saying that the mashmois of Yerek Hamas Yarki Kedera happens to refer to taste givers, right? That's what it is. So
but
even
now
though
I didn't say Yarki Kedera, this is Lashon. The Misfashel didn't say Yarki Kedera.
Right, that's what it won't. It will not include that. Right.
So onions will be mutter.
Yeah.
It's a machlokes whether the diluin is included or not, because the machlokes whether mamluch is a proof mm-hmm. that it should be included.
This lotion is totally on mid the mamluch. Yerokis in the Bitzolman and Shuma are not a midi de mamlech. So as far as that's concerned, they're not. Even Bekiva would not include them. Yeah, that's what I would think.
But we understand.
Let's
that
see if that's right.
Of all regular Yerokis, we're just adding mm-hmm. the extra lashon is adding also the luin. But even if they're not cooked in a pot, they're including that too.
Right.
Although Michael gave an example, of people from Eidah Mizrach that might.
mm-hmm. Okay.
Great leaves, they eat different things.
Now let's see. Let's see how the Ran speaks now. Okay. Let's see. Let's mm-hmm. see whether we're zok the Ran. The common Rabbi Akiva question first. Funim sad dishmaya. The loch like Rabbi Akiva, like the Ran explains later where that comes from. We pass like Rabbi Akiva hilchos. Noidim na yerek einay osur befri ho adomo. Which means mindluim and the like. Now that's not really totally on the paskening like Rabbi Akiva. Omar yerek kederu olai osur bepeiris ho adom habom lahachshir hamayich l'kshumim b'btzolim umotu b'diluim. Which again, kinir is not really tolling Rabbi Kiva. Omar Yerkam special bikteru alai. Osir b'chol peres ho'adoma demimlech shlich alayu ki omalei mishaleach yerek. Okay? That's one thing. Right? This is Shitz Rabbi Kiva, the Mespash Bakteria, that's dependent on Midi de Mimlech. If you're Midi de Mimlech, you'll get in.
Right. At this point, two things. One, he's not making the Ukimta.
He's not making the Ukimta. What does that mean?
He's not making Ukimta on our Mishnah. He's saying anything that he would be Mimlech when you say Yerek is going to be included in this neder of Yerek Amitpasha Bakadera. He's not saying the Mishnah is talking where the Shaliach sent him to get Yerek Amitpasha Bakadera.
Right.
Huh?
Oh, that's a good point. When we say Mamlech, if it would be Mamlech, if the Mishaliach sent him to get Yerek.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not what Michael just said, we're not discussing whether the Mishalech sent him and said, go buy me Yerek HaMispasha B'Gedera.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when he says, go buy me some Yerek HaMispasha B'Gedera?
Right, well, that's okay. Okay. And this is a cold question we've been having, so yes.
In that case...
Although the Okimta, this Okimta that the Gemara made, does it go back on our Mishnah also, or no?
Well, it has to go back on our Mishnah.
Well...
This is the only case where Rabbi Kiva and
Chacham. No. What he wants to know is that the story in our Mishnah, does that change?
Uh-oh.
Right? The wording of the Mishalech, does that change? Right? So really what you're just discussing right now really should have been discussed earlier, right? In the Gemara's Teretz. Right? When the Gemara starts making Nikimta, the point I think that you were discussing is just Nikimta in the Neder, but in the story things don't change.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's interesting to me is here, it seems like, Hichol Noder min a Yerek, Eno Aser Pri Adama, Amar Yerek, Yerek Kadeh, or Aser Peiris Adama, right, so it's not mashma whether he's including regular Yerek or not there, or he isn't.
I mean, Pashas he is including. When you sue the Lashon, you're adding more things.
And in the last case, he's not including Batzel, but Batzelim and Shumim, but he's including all Yerek.
All Yerek that are cooked in a pot.
What?
Plus also things that are cooked in a pot.
But not Batzel and Shumim.
No, because they're not Yerek.
I hear you.
Rabbi Weinstein said they're not something that the Mamluch Shliach alive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we'll learn that according to this first pshat, it really has to do with the Yitur. Has to do with the Yitur.
And according to the Chacham that argued Rabbi Akiva, and you say Yerek and Mishpashim with dairy, you're only asering just regular vegetables?
Yeah, that's what should come out.
The extra words, Mispashal Gedera, those extra words don't add anything.
Well,
Akoponim, it's not adding Peres to Adoma, right? Oh, we don't know more than that.
What?
Right? Right? If these words make a difference according to the Shitas Chachamim, right? We have no information on that. We just know that the Machlik is whether these words include Peres Adoma. We just found out that Duin really is a category, right? Called Peres Adoma.
I mean, we're saying the Chum definitely agree that it doesn't include Luyim, Mitbasho B'Kadera.
Mm-hmm.
So if it just includes regular vegetables, it's the same as if you would have said Yerek.
Right. If you hold that it doesn't go on B'Tzalim, or it includes something else that we're not discussing.
That's chasim ha-sefer.
Taka.
Right, so I'm saying that's not discussed. We don't know in the Chashid's Chum whether something is added by with this term or not. What we know is that it's not adding Peres Adom, not Lum. Okay, I'm just wondering whether it's Kedai to go further rather than learning this Istam Mefarshi over here. Maybe we could try to do that. Okay, let's hope that's the right decision here. Okay, so I'm gonna move a little further now. The Gemara is off the Gemara like this. Abaye comes along and Abaye says that you should know that Kontra Bikiva, this that he says that he's also Bidluin. If the person Maisa eats the wound, he won't get Malkus for the Chil HaNeder. Now, why Takanat? Why is he not getting Malkus? What does the Ran say? Zok the Ran. Om Rabbi, Moedra B'kiva, Linyu Malkus, Shein Eloike, T'kiva Nidluin Loi Mishtamoi Behedyo, Elo Meribuye Delishno. Zok the Ran, that being that the Luin is not clearly expressed, the way we're including Dlun is based on the Ribu Delishno. Afagav the Mimlo Shlich Alei, and it's based on the Mimlo Shlich Alei, even though that's true, Loi Mitzri Bivadai, Elam is Faker, Hilchot Chodoki. So then Abai tells us that Achri Kichloi Sakal, this whole sheet is Rabbi Akiva, that Midi the Mimlach is not something which is definite. Not a definite. It's just something which allows us to be mistopic. That means over here he used the Yitra Loshen, and Yitra Loshen tells us that he means to include something else. It's at this point it's Yeshli Stopic whether that should include Midi de Mimlecha or not. It's Kontra Bonin Shita Midi de Mimlecha definitely. You know, is removed, so it definitely is not going to get in here. But even according to Rabbi Akiva, it's only a tzad, it's only a sophic. It's not something which is definite.
He said on the tape that some Rishonim learned that when Abaye says you don't get Malkus is because it's only us and Rabbanan.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
What does that mean?
That I mean, according to that, the whole Midi de Mimlach, the whole concept is only a Chomer Drabonim.
The Raisa, when you say Yerek, it's only something that's a real Yerek, and Dulun is not a Yerek.
Even with these Lashonis, even with the Midi, this whole idea of Midi de Mimlachalei that it'll include it is only Drabonim. Because it's Midi Mimlachalei, so Chazal asked it, because it relates. But in truth, in the Ikra Adin, not.
What?
The Ran not. No, Ran says it's Mitam Sof. This is Shid Sateis in the Chum, that the Teis says it's Midrabanan. And the Hemshach HaGemor
is a bit of a shred. Here says like the Ran. The Teis in Chum says that. But if a person said Yarki Kedir Olai, and we say that includes the onions and the garlic, would you get Malkus for onions and garlic?
So we're saying this specifically based on the din of Midi de Mamluch, right?
Depends if it might be Sveika according to the Ran because of Yisur Delishna, and it might only be a Suffolk, and if it's only a Suffolk, you go to Chumra, and maybe you can't get Malkus.
I think someone could say that, but no one did say it.
Wait, who say that? What you said again?
We said before by Yarke Kedera it includes onions and garlic. Huh? Would you get Malkus for if somebody ate onions and garlic? They said Yarke Kedera.
Well, what'd you say after that?
So I said that the Ran says that the reason that it's you don't get Malkus when you say the Mispashel the Kedera is because it's all a suffix and it's all because of the Yisur Delishna, it's a suffix and it's a Chumrah, so maybe the It's not mashu beheder. It's only mirubu delishna here too by the onions and the garlic. And maybe even then, if you said yarke kedera, you would not get malchus.
No, but the Ron didn't learn that way. He learned when it said yarke kedera, it was dafka because of the lashon of kedera.
It's from the yitua delishna.
No, that was only in the hava mina that it meant luyim, that it came to include luyim. That it was Yisurah Delishna to include Deluyim. And then he said, no, it really is coming to include Shum and Batzel because we're Medayak in the Lashon of Kedera. Lahatim et Kedera.
And that's not a Yisurah Delishna.
And that's not a Yisurah Delishna. And therefore it's more Safa. It's more Behedya.
Very good. Very good.
You're saying that the word Yagrik Dera means onions and garlic, and that's the types of the words. The lashon
of the Ran is yake kedera lahatem esakdera mashma. Right.
So you're saying by onions and garlic, it's not even too delicious.
Yeah, I didn't learn it that way, but yeah.
Right. So I guess the Ran before. Now you have to read over the Ran a few times. I mean, definitely there's a mashmois that he's using. Now, is it totally mashmois, or the mashmois is helping the Yitur Delishna, right? Okay. And even if that's so, but that still might make a difference, right? That once there's a Yitur Delishna, which is directing us, then we have no sveikis. Once you have a mashmois, the rest of us, we have no sveikis.
So you understand that if he said yarkik dera, he would get malchus if he ate onions.
Okay. There's a sheet to say. Okay, sure. Let's just come back to this derabbanan thing. So what you're saying is that has nothing to do with it being a suffix whether he meant luyim. He definitely did not mean luyim at a doraisa level.
Right.
And the Rabbanan came in and said, anything that you would be mimlach on, we're going to asur the Rabbanan in a neder.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Now, is that similar to the Daf Beis? we had this issue with Rabbi Akiva on Daf Beis, right? Didn't we have that he was mafakpik on something on Daf Beis?
That's a year ago,
that is. Well, Rabbi Davis pointed at him recently. That's why it got into my mind. What Rabbi Akiva haya chochech bezeh lahachmer? Is that we're saying that really that's what Rabbi Akiva is doing here? He's really just saying derabbanan.
Again, this is not according to the Ram. This is according to the
Tosos. According to that Tosos, right.
What does the word chochech mean?
Right. Do we know what our example it means that it should be a reference, or we have to learn what it says over there?
Okay, fine. I'm raising the question whether it's Rabbi Akiva Lushis Hasso, or this is a whole different issue. Okay, and we don't have to answer the question.
Right, okay, I'm raising the question.
That was a long time ago.
Akoponim, but what this is and in the Hemshech HaGemori is obviously going to be a little hard over here. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Okay, but this is I think Feger over here, right, that is Mitzayin, that Toysis. That's a little Feger star. You know, not actually a star, but that's the symbol. The symbol of the figure over there. Mm-hmm. Okay. See, on the run, right over there.
You have to look it up. He doesn't say what the Tosfos says. It just says Ein Shach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take out a hold of the Gemara and find it.
we could ask the question, which is, how do I notice, right? What is this based on? What is this based on? Is this a svara or there's a mashmois that he has? Right? How did the Olam over here learn? is like a mashmois, Rav Kiva oyser. Oyser didn't say Rav Kiva machayev. You know, is that that's a possible deed? Is that where he's coming from? Or in Svara he holds that that it's posher to him that that after the whole midah d'mamlech, but you know you can't make it indefinite, more than definite. It's like a Svara. Okay, we'll put that question out there for the Olam to know where it comes from. Okay, any ideas on that? Shlomo, no? Okay. Alright, Loma Zen. So Rabbi, Moshe Bekiva Benyin, Malkus Shene Loikit. Now the Gemara continues on. Now it's kind of interesting, in the Hemshech HaGemara, we'll see that see, usually when the Hemshech HaGemara, the Abaye says something, and then the Gemara comments based on what Abaye said. Right? But we'll see in the Hemshech HaGemara whether Abaye's statement is going to help, is going to cause what the Gemara is saying or not. Let's see. Zot Gemara, Tan Hasam. A Mishnah in Me'ila Hashlich Shosu Shlichusei Balbayis Moal Lo Yosu Shlichusei Shliach Moal Man Tana. Yes, let's just speak through over here, the background over here. In Kol Torah Kula, right, the Mishnah tell us that is the Halach Zayin Shlich L'Haver. Right, the Gemara has Ribuyim. We have a limud which tells us that is an exception to the rule. One of the exceptions is this halacha of Me'ila. By Me'ila, it's the Yeshliach L'Varveira. Okay, so the fact that it's L'Varveira doesn't affect the Shlichus. Now, the halacha of Me'ila is that a person is Nena, or is Moitzi, right, without getting into the protein of that, to what's Mechayiv the Me'ila, if it's done B'Shoigeg, right, that's the halacha of Dina Mila, then the Chiyuvim of there, Keren Chaimish V'Yoshim, is a Chiyuv Korban on that.
Those halachas don't apply if you did it Bermezik?
Right.
What happens if you did it Bermezik?
So he's Chayiv Malkus, I think.
He doesn't have to pay back the Keren and the Chaimish?
Keren probably.
The difference is that if he did it B'mezid, he can't get kapara this way. If he did it B'shogeg, he can get the kapara. I think that's
okay. A koponim, yes, that's when we say moyel, that's what the meila is. Kerem chemish v'yoshem. That's the chiyuve meila. Now, if it's done through a shliach, so being that is the din shlichus, so the meila, right, which is referring to the, you know, that the avera that's being done, what's the gufa avera, relates to mishaleach as if he did it himself, and therefore he has the chayuvim. On that, the Mishnah says that the shliach, which is also shlichusoi, balabayis moal. If he's also shlichusoi, the shliach is moal. Someone was moirer that. I mean, is there any chiddush in this? Loi also shlichusoi shliach moal. I mean, obviously, if he didn't do the shliach of the Balbais, well, why should the Balbais be moil?
He did close to it.
What?
He did something close, but he didn't do exact.
Okay. But
he did it on the instruction of Balbais. He did it on his own going.
So I mean, that's true. So do you mean to say is that the Mishnah is telling me that things which are close are not and are not bechlal the shlichus?
That's right.
That's the same.
If you don't follow the shlichus to the T, you're not exact. Then you didn't do the shlichus.
Okay.
I don't know if this is what the Rav was referring about to problems later on.
Right.
With Abaye, right? You would have a question: is if it's a suffix, if he did his shlichus, so then maybe you would say that.
Just zichinochi of korban, very good, right? That's what we'll see. Yeah, but we'll see the hamish chazvon, right? But right, that's the Moscow vision shiloh. But the truth is that you know even in the Ran there's chazvonis to make. So we'll see how that happens. But what I was getting at, I just want to mention one thing over here, like this, is that are these two things dependent on each other? Meaning to say, you know, is it either or that if you do the You know, one or two people are going to be moil, right? You know, it's either the mishaleach. If that's a meach, then you know it's the shliach. I mean, he did it. He did it. Is that the pshat? Since he did it, so really, you know, he should be moil. If the shliach is, which will send it to someone else, so fine. Someone else will be moil. If the shliach doesn't work, so fine. So, you know, it stays by him. Right? Is that the pshat? Is that true? Or that in order for the shliach to be moil, he has to be doing it for himself. If he thinks he's doing it for the mishalech, even though that in the din of shlichus is not oiskahalten, so it doesn't get to him, but he might it won't be moil.
That's not true, though.
What?
That's not true.
That's not true.
Because it says shliach mal.
What I'm saying, I was just talking. Really, a lomdis, right? I wasn't talking a halacha, right? Right. What I mean to say is like this: is that in order for someone to be moil, right? Does he have to be doing the thing for himself? And therefore, even if he's not doing it for himself, he thinks he's doing it for someone else, but he'll still be potter. In other words, I don't need the shlichus to take it away from him. Right? The mere fact that he's not doing it for himself, that's missing the requirements that he should be moil. Now there's another question, you know. What do I need to be mechayev the someone else? That I need to be oyska halten hilcha shlichus. So therefore it's possible theoretically that no one will be choyev. The mishaleach won't be chayv because he's not in hilchos shlichus, and the shliach himself also won't be moil because he didn't do it on his own accord.
You see from the Mishnah
Meila that's not over. Look at what? And I'll tell you what I mean. Yeah? What does the Ran say when the Ran explains lo yasa shluchusay shliach mo? What's the Ran saying? I died to the nafshi ka'ovid. What's that? What do you mean died nafshi ka'ovid? He did it for himself. He did it for Yana. I still did it for Yana.
Not for himself. What? He did it on his own. On his own
decision making.
Decision, right?
No, on mind of his own. He chose not to.
So when that nafshi means what does that nafshi mean? Right, that what he did, right, was not as a result of the shlichus.
No, the change, the deviation from what the mishalech told him to do, and to what he really ended up doing is a daita d'nafshi. He made, if he wanted to do things for the shlichus, he would have been exactly identical to what the mishalech told him to do.
Why is this relevant? What is it? What a diet to nash? Well, why are we saying this? I mean, this is not what the shliach meant. The mishaleach meant. Why is it relevant? This piece that it's a diet to the nafshei ka'ovid. What does that mean?
I thought because there's a suffix, meaning that the shliach told him to do something. Now he gets and he can't do it for whatever reason exactly the way the shliach said. And there's a question now whether the shliach also meant this other thing. And he makes a decision of himself. I think he also meant this. That's called the daita d'nafshe, even though he's still doing it for the shliach.
That's what it means. Okay.
That's how I understood. I think that's how you understood.
He told him to go get meat, but he didn't find any meat, but he found liver. He said, oh, I mean, when he said meat, he would probably also would be happy if he gave him liver also.
That's right.
So this is just quantizing. This is explaining what that did not shake off. What is that explaining?
Even though he tried to do shlichus and he was trying to follow the instructions of the one who sent him, but since he deviated and changed from the instructions and he didn't do it exactly, he ended up on his own making the change. So that did not shake. He made that deviation and. That's why he ends up being
Machayev. Adaita d'nafshei ka'ovid. Adaita d'nafshei ka'ovid. the choice, that's what I'm saying, the choice is his, and it's not shlichus. If it's loy also shlichusai, if he doesn't do exactly what he was told to do, that's loy also shlichus adaita de nafshika of. It's not adaita the mishaleach of it. It's adaita de nafshika of it.
If the Rav was asking why did the Rav have to add it, so then I think I would be bothered. Like I think I could have figured it out without the Rav.
Yes, I thought he was saying something else. Maybe we have to verify. Verify. But to me, it sounds like that what we're saying is that when someone deviates from a shlichus, he's doing it on his own accord. He's doing it for himself. Right? I'm not doing what you're doing. Why am I doing this? Because I decided to do it. That's why you're chayim. Right? But if he still thinks that he's doing it for someone else, right, then he wouldn't be mechuyev, because he's not doing it for himself. Right?
He's not doing it for his personal benefit. He's not doing it for his personal gain. Ashlichus is if you act like a robot and you follow instructions exactly what you were sent to do, so you're an extension of the Mishaleach.
I understand what you're saying. I'm coming to say different than that, right? And I'm coming to say that in order to be Moyel, you have to be doing something on your own accord. If you're doing something forced as instruction for someone else, even though in Hilchus Shlichus it's not good and you're making a mistake, then you're not Moyel.
But that's not true, because it says
No. It is true, because the Ran says adaita d'nafshei ka'ovid. That's the Ran saying.
So the Ran, if
that when you deviate, you know who did this over here? You.
So why there's is no, Shliach
Mal? That's why, because he's not doing it. He changed. He said, "I'm not interested in the Mishaleach. This is my own thing now. I'm doing it because I want to give the Orchim, not because he told me." I'm translating adait and nafshi. You know, maybe that's not the translation, but that's what I was saying over there. Adait nafshi min covid is that you know why you're giving him covid? You're not giving him covid because you think Yenna told him covid. He told Bossa. There's no Bossa. So I'm deciding now on my own. I would like to give them covid, not because I'm not doing it because he told me. I can't be in Kaimish Shlichus. There's no Bossa or whatever it is.
So you're trying to steal the guy's liver without his permission? It's his liver. It's not your liver. You're trying to steal his liver on your own. You decided to go in the guy's fridge and give him something that doesn't belong to you.
Is this stealing? Then you could decide whether the person he wants to give the Orchim anyways. But the point is that I don't think I'm following his instructions. Right? That's the point over here.
So if I'm understanding the Rav correctly, is the Rav is being mechalek between, like, if you learned our sugi and found out that that's not what the shliach meant, right? Or so then in hachinam he's not doing it a daisid nafshi, but here he understood that. Oh, when the shliach said this, he meant that. I was wrong about that assumption, right? But the Rav would say that he would still be pater from a mila, because he thought he was doing what the mishaleach or what the baal requested, even though lahalachi was wrong, but he wouldn't be chayv in a mila. That the Ran is saying that.
That's what I was suggesting. Right. And it doesn't have to be right. Right, but that's what I was suggesting. Okay. All right. So we could look into that to see whether that's true or that could be true, or maybe we could see. Okay, but let's just see what we get over here. So now the Zot Gemara like this. Man tanu, Amar Rav Chisda, Masis and Leker Bikiva Disnan. Now, really like this, right? I mean, the Gemara is a little misleading over here, because it sounds like something happened in that first step. But the truth of the matter is, this is all one Mishnah, and what the Gemara really mitchila meant to say was that this is the ketzad on that halacha, and in the ketzad of this halacha is says as following: Omale ten basar lo orchim minos lem kovet ten lem kovet nos lem basar hashliach moal. Zokt the Mishnah over here that akoponim it's mivuyer that that what he gave is not bechlal the shlichus, and that's why the halacha is that the Baal Bayis is not moal and the shlich is moal. Frati Gemara, v'Rabbi Akiva, and Kasha, but the one is pointing out that this is not Rabbi Akiva. V'Rabbi Akiva, ha'omar Rabbi Akiva, kol milchah mimachlei shliach, minehu limol Baal Habayis, lo limol shliach. The Gemara's Kasha is that based on Rabbi Akiva's yisoid of midi de mimlach, that it's included.
I thought we said above that it's not, Dilun is not a Yerik, and we came out that Dilun is definitely not a Yerik. Question is, if your Mamlech is, it's close enough that you should include in the Nether, but we said it's not the actual Vin.
So right now we're talking about Kovit, right? Kovit and Boston, right?
But he's bringing down the people from our Mishnah.
Right. Rabbi Kiva's Yisoid is Mida de Mamlech Alei. Now, in our Mishnah, you're right, that in order for that to work, you need, if you want Diluun to get into Yerek, then you need to use a certain Lashon. But what about Kovid into Basar? Right? Kovid into Basar. Let's talk about that side of things. Right? If you want that Kovid should be included into Basar, that's a midi de mamlech alei, and could Basar possibly include COVID itself? That could be. Right? That means we're not saying that midi de mamlech alei always needs some kind of help. It's only because that the word Yerek itself is very specific, and therefore Yerek does not include Diluin. But it's possible that the Yisrael of Midi de Mamlech Alei could include something even without a Yita HaLoshen.
There are different levels.
Right.
So even by a Neder, if you have a Neder for Basar, it would include Kavod.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now,
right, so then the Raya against Rabbi Akiva would be, even though it's even closer than Luyim and Yerik, but you see it's still not included, Kal v'chomer, Luyim and Yerik that are farther away. Is that reasonable to say that way?
Well, let's see. Could be. Have to put them on the scale, but right, yeah. Now, let's just speak through over here. I mean, the Ran really addresses this, and this is really part of the same shmooze. That
1 second, even if it's Mina, he still doesn't do the shlichus because he told the Yibasser that the Yibasser means flesh. It means a shtick flesh.
No, the Gemara is coming to say that it's bechlal the shlichus. That's what I'm coming to say. When you say basar, you're including kovid also. That's what Gemara means.
We're trying to say that he mamish did the shlichus.
Yeah. We're saying that basar should include, right? When he sent him to get basar should include kovid because it's a midi d'mim lechalei. Yeah, that's the Gemara saying.
So how would that fit in with Abaye?
Oh, very good. That's the question over here. That according to Abaye tells us that the whole midi de mamlech alei is only a sophic. So how could that bring a chi of mila onto the Baal Abayis?
There's more kasha on the run. The Tosfos. Right.
So this is, but the question on Tosfos is even without a bayin, right? Right. You know, if this whole thing is rabbanon, the whole bimlechaleis, then it's not going to bring tachiyah mila.
So he wasn't right? Saying that based on the bayin.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. Excuse me.
He was explaining about it.
Right. That came from there. Right. Yeah. Excuse me. I lost track. Right. So on the contrary. Right. So let's see. I mean, the Ran really addresses this point. The Ran really addresses one. But before we get to the Ran, obviously, I'm not sure what I'm saying. But let's just hear for a minute. To the extent of this question.
bottom two lines?
The halacha is that the shliach is moil, right? The shliach is moil in this case, right? When this is what the Gemara calls lo yaseh shlichus, and the shliach is moil. Now, in a case, right, if Rabbi Kiva's din gives us a sofik, right? So that's probably true that the shliach should not be moil, right? Because it's a sofik that maybe it was bechlal the shlichus, right? So it is shach to the baal bayis, right? So, no one should be moil, right? It should be a sofik whether it's included or not. If it's included, the baal bayis will be moil. If not included, then the shliach will be moil. So what the Gemara is saying, really, we really could be miyashiv the Gemara. It's loike Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, akoponim the shliach shouldn't be moil, right? The Gemara happens to speak even stronger that the baal bayis should be moil. So that's where this question is that if it's only a sofik, so then you can't be mechayev the baal bayis the chiyuv emila misofik.
Unless, right? Oh. Unless you say that. It's a suffix, right? And therefore the shlich should say, well, Hamotzi Baruch Levera Alam Araya, and shouldn't do it. You know, shouldn't have done the shlichus based on that. In other words, keep the status quo.
One more time, what does that mean?
If you say that the lashon is a suffix, right. So therefore a shliach shouldn't know if he should do the shlichus or not do the shlichus. So he should keep the status quo and not do the shlichus. And if he does the shlichus, it's he's at fault. In other words, we should paskin for him because it's a suffix not to do the shlichus, and therefore
what would that mean? What would that mean? I mean, he said a lashon is a suffix.
He said the lashon is a suffix. Right. So now he goes to the rav and asks the rav, should I do the shlichus? Says he gave me an ambiguous lashon. Should I do it or not? The rav passed.
Should you do it? What kind of shaila is that? Should you?
Someone told me
in Hilchus what? What is this?
In either case is either in.
But I think you're explaining good according to the Rabbanan, right? Not explaining according to Rabbi Akiva.
Well, again,
you're saying it's a suffix. Therefore, he shouldn't have done it, and that's why he's chayiv, which is good according to the Rabbanan.
Okay.
But according to Rabbi Akiva, who says that this should be included, right?
The only way he can come
is because there's no suffix at all.
Right.
Just to say, this thing is...
No. Again, who's the one that says that... That there's no malchus. Right, but he's saying that according to
Rabbi Akiva.
Rabbi Akiva, right?
Right.
Rabbi Akiva says he's aser, right? By Nadarim, he's aser in it, right? But we say he gets no malchus, right? But I would suggest that Rabbi Kiva would tell in our case of, but here Rabbi Kiva is saying that you should.
We're saying Rabbi Akiva is only including the neder because of a suffix. Right. And if we say this is only a suffix, right? What does it say? Right, it says shaliach mal. So what are you saying? You're saying that because Rabbi Akiva only includes it because of suffik,
right?
That's why the shaliach is mal. That's what you want to say? And therefore, there's no kash on Rabbi Akiva. Then there would be no kash on Rabbi Akiva. Right. Is that right? Isn't my saying the Cheshbon right? You're saying the only reason that Rabbi Akiva includes it in the Neder is because of a suffix. Right. But it's not a Vadai. Okay? And therefore, here also by the Busser, It's only a suffix whether it should be included, kavod and basar.
Right.
And therefore, the shaliach had a suffix. Therefore, he wasn't doing his shlichus because it was a suffix.
Right.
And therefore, the shaliach should be mechuyev, according to Rabbi Akiva,
right,
Doraisa, because he didn't do his shlichus, yeah, then you don't have a kashan, Rabbi Akiva.
Right, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, right, so then you don't have a kashan, Rabbi Akiva. So you have a problem.
No, I think it was coming in a different stage. What we were asking that if it's a sofik, then how could the Baal Bayis be mechuyev? Right, it's a question on the Gemara's question, right? Gemara's saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, this doesn't seem to Rabbi Akiva, right? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, the din should be different. How should it be different? The Baal Bayis should be moil. That's what the Gemara says, mm-hmm, right? So on that, we were raising the Ran's question that a sofik, if Rabbi Akiva only a sofik, Baal Bayis says, so then Baal Bayis can't be moil with a sofik, if it's not for sure that it's b'chal d'shlichas. I was pointing out that. But it's still not like Rabbi Akiva, because it says that the shliach is moil. And the same, even though it's only a sofik, but sofik is enough to say that the shliach shouldn't be moil. So that was the point that we were saying. And on that, I think Shlomo was coming to say that that's not true. That, right? The shliach will be moil. That's where he was headed.
All right, so then fine. Then we're saying the same thing. In the
okay.
Okay, fine.
Right.
All right, fine. Sorry.
Okay.
I think that was the spot that he was coming. Let's see over here. Talk very late over here. Let's jump to the Baal Bayis Ran. Look at the Ran over here.
Out of three lines.
Yes. Dinehi.
Okay.
Dinehi damrina le'admar Rabbi Akiva l'inyamakash enu loike. Zokta Ran, he's before this question. Like, didn't we say before that Rabbi Akiva is moed, you're not loike, it's only a sofik. And that he says, no, that's only by something which doesn't have a clear mashmoy, it's only miribuyu, kideluin. Avol kovid mechlal bosa biloy ribuyu. And that the Ran says that that's partial to the Gemara that we don't need. I mean, there is no ribuy, right? Right. So, I mean, if you needed a ribuy, then it wouldn't be os b'chlal. So, I mean, it's partial to the Gemara that whatever difficulty Gemara had before, Gemara says that the is not b'chlal yerek. You don't have that. That's not true by boser and kovid. Boser kovid could be b'chlal boser if you hold that midi de mimlech will cause it to be included. So therefore, there's no sofik, right? So that's the cheshbon over here. This that Abai said that Moed Rabbi Akiva is a sofik is only by such a thing similar to the luin. But if your midah de mamlech is not based on yuta haloshin, then midah de mamlech does have in it the ability to include something b'teres vaday.
So if you made a neder against baser, then you'd be aser and kaveh. The rice you would get mamas.
You would like it, right.
Right. You would get mamas.
Mm-hmm.
And also going back to the Yarki and Kidera line, if you made a nether against Yarki Kidera, you'd be also on the onions and the garlic, according to the way Michael explained before, you'd be also on them also because it's Bechlal the Lashon and it's not a Ribuyu. It's in the Lashon itself, and according to Rabbi Kim, you'd get mamas on the onions and on the garlic also. If you said
Yarki Kidera. Right. One second. Yeah. So Hashda Oslahochi, maybe we could use that same chilik in the Tosfos. Right? Maybe we have to see that Tosfos more context he's saying. But just we'll open just the idea. There's the same way. I mean, according to everyone, there's really a problem over here, right? That how you moil, it's a sofik, right? Even according to the Ran. According to the Tosfos, we're saying the question is that it's only drabonon. On that, the Ran tells us that there's a chiluk. There's two type of things over here. There's a yiter, And there's one that I did midah mimlach, it goes in without a yitur. And the Ran in his Cheshbonis says that there's a difference in that whether it's a Sofik or it's a Vadai. Right? So what we have to see, if we could say also that according to Tosfos, that this that Tosfos learns, that Abai says that it's Loiloki, it's right, only because of the Yitur, something they need to come onto Yitur, that's where it's Drabonim.
Right.
But something that you don't come onto the Yitur, then that's Taka Darai Stik is Farah, and that's what Mun has, right?
Like Batsum Kaved on
the Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think we'll have to hold over here. Oh. It's a little late. But, you know, we could discuss it at other times. If anyone has anything else, right? Just stop by. Okay? Okay.